apologies from Councillor Borges and Councillor Kennelly, and any other apologies?
And apology from Andy Thompson.
Okay, anybody any declarations of interest? Is that your meeting?
There was one there at the transport item, the draft is through Warren Hurst's trust, I know it, so.
Okay, number three then, the ERP action sheet, so it's there in front of you, does anybody anything to get the read on? Happy to move on. Happy to move on, folks, then, yeah, not there.
Okay.
Proposal and second report.
Proposal.
Motion on second statement.
Yep, to the officers.
You can't let an email off, doesn't it? For this one. Okay, item number four, Jonathan's gonna take us on this, going through, so EOND, update ring of volumes, Stanford, Lock and McHale.
Yeah, no, just really a short update of course, for matters in terms of where we are in terms of delivery of our ring of volumes and our Stanford, Lock and McHale, EOND, Jonathan program, chairman there, funded
through the department, put in record the Northern Ireland Environment Agency through the Zero Department, chairman. On maximum phase and the strength of the hours and all things with that term. So you have their kind of words delivering against the key targets term as well as the key recommendations whatever raising out of it is that we are coming to the end of the phone cycle. And we're making a fit for a new 3-year program term and part of that is a request for able to carry a review term of the structures that deliver it. The AOMB across the district, and we have the AOMB in the district, and we're looking at bringing on board the TO tourism project as well, seeing how we could be able to get more efficient moving forward. Sure.
Okay. For closing, Brian. Thank you, Molly.
Yeah, I just wanted a few questions on us. I see, right, we're going into looking for, I guess, for a 3-year, 1-year loan, and I see what the council's. Obviously, because there's one council just sort of stepping away from the AOMB, or a commitment to the AOMB. And I'm so wary of sort of one of the things in there. I know we're coming to the end of our funding, but we are at a pinch. Just to read out exactly. There's a significant change in terms of funding staff and major projects. I don't agree with that. Yes, there's a significant change in terms of funding. And if we get the funding again for the ring of well, that'll continue on. But significant change to staffing and major projects. Major projects will come directly from if the funding is successful. And surely the staffing will continue the resources from the council. And I don't see going to council where they see any staffing changes to bring it on and get manager support. I think the chairman of there, Darren Rice, the project manager, is excellent. And over the last couple of years, I'm involved in the board, and Council Member who would agree with this, you know, the area of Sea Guardian has been talked about for different reasons. And it is one of the success stories of the council. So going forward, whatever review is taking place, I would be fighting to keep the staff on the ring of and they're obtaining for funding going forward. So I don't agree that there's significant change in staff in the major projects. Yes, the funding, but that all comes afterwards. I'd like to see a commitment from this council going forward. We do retain staff on that. And I want to know, just finally, the question is what do we envisage from this review?
Sure, I suppose just to remind members that one of the sessions talking about staff matters wouldn't necessarily be appropriate. But what I would say is that if you don't intend to make any major changes in the general area, apart from the fact that the landscape partnership arrangement will be coming to an end, but we would say we know that it's appropriate through the HR route. In relation to the basis of this review is we are working on partnerships with our Northern Ireland Council, particularly in Stanford, Lock and McHale partnership side of things, and they requested that we review just how we manage that aspect of it. We want to wrap that up along with the concept of the geopark and the geopark management arrangements that we need to put in place if we're successful in that in the next couple of years. So we just want the review to look at all of that to see how best to manage AOMB. and it will start with the attention of the staff. It's about trying to find the most effective way to ensure that we can manage with temporary on basis for giving some consideration to the arts and lifestyle partnership as well.
Can I request, Mr. Chair, that critical lane in staff and their squadrons on the main dissolve? And in the closed session, particularly at the end, like the raise of the staff issue, but I certainly would like to see an effort that we reach it going forward, saying that we've reached a significant change in terms of staff on the main.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but just ask, I see that it isn't alluded to in the first part of it, but in the recommendation, it is. Review the management relations between our council and Warren Harriers Trust in managing Warren's area of the LFA. Please just ask, does that come to an end of that? It's not the manual yet, so why then include it if it's not coming up for review?
Sure, we review every arrangement or every partnership on a regular basis, and indeed we review the Warren Harriers Trust arrangements on an annual basis in line with Warren Harriers Trust. Ourselves. Again, I would just say to members, this is looking to the future of our AOM base and how effectively we manage them. We currently have three bodies management, so just want to see what is the best way moving forward.
So, I'm not taking any inference from that in any detrimental way of the order, so we do a very good job of it.
Thank you, Chair. I'm glad that we are talking about the GEO plant, because I do think it's going to be extremely significant as we move forward, and certainly in terms of our tourism numbers. There's no doubt about it that the Sleepland and Landscape Partnership has been a game changer in terms of getting the entire community involved with the various projects, the schools, the community associations, the youth clubs, etc. It's one of the very few groups where they were having an audit of their workings. It was quite embarrassing because we couldn't find one single negative to say, other than it was unfortunate it was coming to an end. But certainly in terms of the commitment of staff, they have been truly fantastic. But we all in this council have acknowledged that the geopark is the way we want to move forward. So I certainly think for all of our AOMBs and geopark, there is plenty of work going to there in the future. So I think that is quite positive news. Thank you.
Yeah, we need a staggering event before we go to the second. Thank you. Okay, item number five then is the new chair visit to construction and design event in December. Jonathan, again?
Chair, this is a request by the new chair of commerce and trade for the council to grant the HR an opportunity to attend the bring over of competence term design, or sorry, construction competence to design and build conference term at the moment. At the end of the year, it's an opportunity to give business a platform to discuss with potential buyers in the UK, actual bids for contracts. So it's kind of a meet the buyer event where there will be a series of short meetings set up over the 3-day period, on the request of the council's financial contribution to the third term. The recommendation is that the council is now able to make this assessment for the organization and the program term.
It is a disruption, but I was sort of inquired about the level of construction company that was going here. Is that targeted at some of the smaller construction firms in the area, or is it some of the bigger players? Because my reading of the issue was that some of the bigger players would have had well done about half themselves, but certainly if it was the smaller construction companies who are currently suffering because of the lack of public works starting to tail off now because of the lack of government here in the north, and don't know that for us. Who's targeted at?
Yes, sir. Our understanding is that it is companies that are compensating here that want to establish the board given the challenges that are within that sector locally, in the area where there are big opportunities, obviously. In the UK for this term, so that's what was targeted up.
Michael? Are we sending the delegate? Are we sending someone from council as well?
No, we're supporting the chamber organization and bringing the delegates out themselves to meet potential buyers out there, some people that will be tendering for work.
Okay. Yeah. Just, I thought one time I started reading it that they were fighting against the delegate. I wonder, would that have been beneficial to have someone from Texas involved in that process rather than, are we going ahead with branding and so on, that are we feeding into it in a meaningful way? Or are we just saying, we do this thing and go ahead?
I suppose Charles, something we can really explore with the Chamber, because we haven't discussed it directly with the model that it is, because it is a big divide, and there is very much time to think business and instructions after, but we can, obviously, any messenger and all the way at the ground will carry council, and it will be obvious that the council supported the event, but it's something that the Premier can send a delegate along. It's not something we can explore with the Chamber, but it wouldn't have been part of the discussion to be able to turn that up.
Okay, folks, so I have a recommendation of one of us from the screen of the board's own assignment.
I think it was
Cyber Chair,
but I would begin to provide that the cost for the other was £8,300. I would put it on actual buildings and something unless there was evidence of value for money.
We're not having anyone.
No.
Okay. We move on then to item number 6 on the list, and it's option 7, and the first one is the Downtown Museum Capital Award.
This just relates to the Downtown Museum. We have submitted with two main electrical switch boards. We've had them there 7 months, and we need to get these replaced. We've had indications of cost between $40,000 and $50,000. We're asking for permission to go ahead and procure an appropriate supplier, and that is within the capital funding for this year. So we just reprofiled them to make sure that it's allocated against the essential works to retain our instrument licenses.
I agree.
Happy enough, trying to get this need done, but is it just something that's came to life and recently, or is it something we've known about for a while? It's a colossal amount of money, or can we not sort of put press about and try and...
Sure, we've just got indications of cost, so we'll put it out to the wider market and
get the
best value for
money on it.
Do you want to come in on that,
Jeremy? No, just one second, but as the lady mentioned here, I know it's a lot of money for the first board. So that during the switch board, that the single renovations that have a very big addition with the terms of the additional food museum. And maybe that's what we can buy in these based on the first boards.
Sure, the switch boards in question are of age. We do get them tested and checked on an annual basis. These ones, I don't know the full detail of the condition of those, but they're something that just reached the end of their useful life, and they go fit.
We'll move on to item number 7, and again it's Marina and the Greenway of Transport.
Yeah, sure, this was by the Councillor Stokes. He'd asked for it to be put in committee, and this was from the implementation of the new Greenway and success of that, and we requested that we look at getting locked up or installed with Victoria Lock. So we're just recommending that we would engage with the transport officials and progress in the appropriate manner the idea of a bus stop or bus stopping at Victoria Lock.
What are council concerns on how to part of this? Because people use a toilet lot that
a tongue tongue.
Some kind of toilet lot that Victoria Lock. Because the number of visitors is quite big, and they're very far away from any of those kind of resources in the Victoria Lock, especially if the workers are cyclists.
If you recall, Marie, the last council meeting, and I suggested that they look at not alone the Greenway, but also the North Ferry. Because of the fact that we have now walking linkages, and we have an attempt to do a sort of a circuit of the lock,
And I wonder, you know, they were all, I was talking to them after the meeting, they were going to have a look at what could be done in terms of, you know, providing a round of service, especially with the more rambler. So maybe that could be included in those discussions. Certainly the proposal for a bus stop there is a quite obvious one, in both directions, you know, even at the end of the, well, probably, is there a bus stop near the canal, sorry, the Erie Basin thing here, or the bus didn't choose to stop there, but probably there was one there before the night. Probably that goes up circuit of Chartwood up, using the greenway and the ferry, I think that would be an exciting prospect to continue to work on. And that proposal could be amended to include that, and I'd be happy to support it.
Yeah, sure, we can certainly bring that into the discussion with the chapter.
That's great, thank you.
Can we propose it then?
I propose it, yeah.
Okay, folks, then we're on to
sorry to interrupt, but
Hold on a minute, you haven't even put your light on. And again, you remember this committee?
Chairperson, I'm talking to you. After the last meeting, you suggested I should give Chairperson, I was told by the committee to show up at the meeting because the motion will be referred to this committee. I'm not the only person to be here on the belief.
Sorry, Chidogan, stop before you go in further. You've been on line told that motion will be at the next meeting, so it's not going to be heard here today and it's not going to be discussed. So we're moving on to the items for noting. So you have them there in front of you from 8 through to 16.
Has anybody for the minutes that I was not told, and I was told to come here today because it wasn't me, so.
That's fine. Go ahead. Anybody having
Sure. Yeah, Chair, just on the item 12, in paper this coming Christmas, just for clarity and to quote the progressive here as well. Christmas, I hope I'm going to get this right now. Christmas, in the Christmas special on John Patrick will be Friday the 23rd of November. And the Christmas switch on in Newry will be Thursday the 22nd of November. The date's just noted incorrectly within that paper. So just in case you're picking it up for press or publication. So it's Thursday the 22nd of November for Newry and Friday the 23rd of November for John Patrick. I can't believe it on the ground.
Yeah, I just wanted more information on the other I know there's the 10 councils and about the council. What's the length of time, yes, if you put everything together, there's more length you get funding. What's the impact on and then equitable across all the councils? Or is the project from your area on that we're working on? And do you think we're going to get 100% funding from that to the path over here?
Sure, I actually went with one of our officers from council on Friday to make the bid formally to BCMS. And we were advised that we have been successful in progressing through to the next stage. So, in that end, DCMS will be providing us with support. We have a bit of work to do just around what this all looks like, and Stephen Johnson has actually met this morning to discuss that. So, I would be anticipating in the next couple of weeks we call a special meeting, just a workshop for councillors on LFMN so that we can get a better understanding of what this means. But it is quite an exciting project for council and for the district and indeed for Northern Ireland. So, we're aiming for around a £30 million bid.
Just reference the ongoing progress reference hotel development across the district. Just wondering, is that a claim made across the district? Are we continuing to review that? I know when the last report came out, and it was stated that there was no need for a hotel, extra accommodation, and work by the restaurant. It was concerned. Has anybody been looking into that since?
Sure, we haven't done any more detailed studies on hotel needs, but it's not that long since we just completed one. However, we do continue to keep things in mind, considering that we take into account our tourism figures and the increases in our tourism figures over the last couple of years. This report was particularly on an update for hotel division and contract request for the current. And really what we're saying is we are working actively with the developer and the planning application system on that particular one.
Okay, there's main items that are for noting, and just go over them. I know you do ask them during the comment, but I think it might be worthwhile that the various officers contributed just to tell us that it's going very, very safe on each one. Just for future reference, that's it.
They are doing the noting, everyone.
Well, we don't necessarily need a decision made on them, but. But we are briefing the committee, and it might be anyway, just a brief discussion on these. Thank you very much. Sure, that's all we're
can we apply that? Darrell, do you want to?
I just want to briefly, Chair, just follow on from the board, where you said that, I read this here very quickly, but I'm reading through the terrible reason that I have. This is the here relates to only one hotel, but unfortunately, for some of the reasons, I was out there, so I'll be off the ground. I noticed that the reading of three answers from the roads department and from the, I forget who the bill was from, but this is going on. And I mean, the people are getting frustrated because there's nothing happening there. Now, we're going into, in relation to that topic, we have another small hotel in there, like again, Denver's Hotel, the same color. And it's now in line with the from Mr. McGrawian. But he has purchased all of our properties next to that, and they hope to progress there for a new education or anything like that. And is that being injured in the progress studies?
So in relation to the planning application, that is consistent with when I met myself and met with the developer and planners. We were anticipating it coming through hopefully September, October time for recommendation. In relation to the other premises we mentioned, we actually have been working with that particular person as well in relation to their proposal.
And I have a proposal then just for the items we're looking from 8 through to 16, please. Dermot, thank you. Anybody else beside me?
Could I just ask just again on the 10 overview? I think it was said that it would meet in April. I thought we had been since that.
You are correct. Actually, there was one, and it's probably coming to the next meeting.
Yeah, the one where it's where it should say.
Okay, then folks, we'll move on to item number 17, and unfortunately that's not for college and press to leave. Okay. Yeah. Item number 17, this item is deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 3 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the time to holding that information in the public meeting or resolution, be excluded during this item of business. Have a proposer? Okay. To enter into the lease for a 4-year minimum period, subject to proposed by Transport Board and Patent by Hector Mallory. Okay, folks, stop there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Just make one point.